It's Marketplace Tech for Monday, October 1st. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The government is watching. According to a new report, in 2010 and 2011, the U.S. Justice Department allowed law enforcement agencies to examine more private data than in the entire previous decade. The government divulged the info under pressure from the American Civil Liberties Union. And Chris Segoine, technology expert at the ACLU, says as we use new technology, the law monitors more of it.
Law enforcement is increasingly using it now to spy on communications tools that didn't really exist when the surveillance powers were first given to the government. Who you're emailing, who you're friending on Facebook, you know, which servers you're interacting with as you browse the web.
But there was also old-fashioned tracking of phone calls. While not monitoring the actual calls, law enforcement can get permission to watch who is calling whom and when. Law enforcement representatives argue the surveillance helps catch terrorists, drug dealers, and other bad guys. But Segoine says as private companies accumulate more data about people, there's more for investigators to check out.
Consumers are increasingly using services provided by companies for free. These companies, the Googles and the Facebooks of the world, because they're not charging for their service, they monetize their data by collecting as much as they can and then saving it for as long as they can.
That's how so much online business operates in 2012.
We are increasingly living in a surveillance state, and this is just one part of it.
We contacted the Department of Justice, but we didn't receive a comment on the story by our deadline. Also, MIT's Technology Review has a story that the Navy has developed some unsettling spyware. It can secretly make an Android phone take a bunch of pictures as you carry it around. The system then uses these photos to stitch together a 3D picture of the entire room. Researchers apparently did this to warn that it can be done. Digital technology disrupts the old way of doing business, think music, books, but it's taking a while with one near essential, wine. Twice, online retailer Amazon tried to sell vino, but efforts were thwarted, in part by a patchwork of rules across the country. Currently, about a dozen states ban sales of wine that bypass local distributors. Now there's a report Amazon is about to try again, this time letting the wineries do the heavy lifting in states where it's legal. While Amazon told us it couldn't comment, Louis Perdue, publisher of Wine Industry Insight, broke the story.
What Amazon is doing is it's saying, okay, we're just going to be the marketplace. We're not going to hold the wine. We're not going to ship the wine. We're going to give you, Mr. Vintner, a marketplace to sell your wine.
Purdue says Amazon could drum up the customers for smaller wineries and then help them get cheaper rates for shipping. And since it's Amazon, you might see links labeled customers who bought this wine also bought these bottles. Ollie Tomasello runs a small winery in New Jersey called Plagidos and chairs the state's Wine Growers Association.
Almost what we're missing in the wine industry. I mean, we have magazines and things, but if you're not an educated wine person, a person seeking that information out, it's not there at your disposal. But if they had something like Amazon that did have reviews, then boom, there's product reviews from different people giving you their opinion on those wines.
But Purdue says even beyond Amazon, there's more sophisticated technology in the pipeline to help people choose their wine online, which is better than judging it by its pretty label or goofy name or relying on the single score of a wine critic. MarketplaceTech.org is an easy way to our website, where we will post a link to the states that permit the shipping of wine bought online. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.